You're listening to the Higher Ideas Podcast, where ideas grow. Connect on higherideas.net. Now here's your host, I.
Hello, fellow human, and welcome back to the Higher Ideas Podcast. Today's episode was made completely by accident. I'm just doing a little intro here to make it ease in nicely, but I was just watching some Michael Jackson performance, and I was feeling something powerful about Michael Jackson. So I decided, take your recorder right now and just say what you're feeling. A completely unexpected moment is what happens, and listening to it later, I think it's beautiful. So I'm sharing it. And for anybody who listens to this podcast as a direct audio stream and never sees any graphics for sharing or the blog post or the website, I just want to let you guys know I created a piece of art to support this episode because I saw, wow, this was a special moment captured here as a show of respect to Michael Jackson. So I made an illustration, spent a good part of the week preparing it for this episode. So do head over to higherideas.net as an easy way to check it out. You can't miss it. Scrolling down the site, you'll see. And one thing I do want to make sure and say before we launch into this is there's a part later on where you don't quite hear clearly what I'm saying. There's one sentence I said when editing, I realized this could be misread if the person didn't hear what I said just before. What I said just before is, I ain't got no dream of being that big in regards to Michael Jackson, right? I have got no dream of being that big. And then I say, but I could be bigger, right? That's what I mean. I could be bigger than what I am right now. I can't be as big as Michael. But I could sure as hell try to be as big as I could be, right? So there's that sentiment. Let's get into it.
Oh my God. Woo. My God, fellow humans. You're catching me watching. Oh, wow. A video of Michael Jackson. And I figure, let's catch this. Let's capture this. You know, I'm sharing everything these days, so let's share this. This moment here. I'm looking at this man on stage, a live video. Back in the 90s, you know, in his prime. Good God, look at him. Black and gold and freaking Prince and... what a showman, right? The spirit in his, performances, all these pyrotechnics, these lights. You know, until this moment, tell you the truth, I had never seen a true concert of his on stage. I'd seen just, like, special performances that he put on, right? I never sat there and saw what was a show like for him, you know? But this is, I'm seeing it. Some video was put together of one of these shows. Which one is it? Let's tell you. Concert in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1993. Dangerous World Tour. Yes, so the opening act. Good God. Sold, sir. And just reminding me all over again about this man, you know? There's something really special about that human. Undeniable, right? Whether you think it's special, weird, or special, amazing, and beautiful. And respect, look at... What a life, right? He got to... inspire and... put on music and... touch and reach the entire freaking planet. What a powerful human in that way, right? And lucky, the way things played out, you know, it was divine will. And what a life. What a showman. There's this interesting story about Michael Jackson on my own little road here. Years ago, I don't even remember what year, I'd have to sit down and look. I've done no research here. And one night, I'm doing just stuff, video gaming, drawing, whatever it was, and out of nowhere, I just think, hey, you know what would be awesome right now? I want to see like a performance of Michael Jackson when he was a little boy. Like they're like, oh baby, give me one more, yeah, yeah. I was like, I want to see one of those. Just for no reason it hits me. So I don't believe I was even playing music, I was just quiet, you know? So I just whip up YouTube, look that up, and I watch the kid. Right? And I think, man, yeah, that was a talent, right? Like, what a little showman even then. What a little songbird. That's what he was. He was a songbird. A resplendent freaking songbird, right? a great human spirit there. Beautiful. It's like a unicorn, you know? And so, watching that little kid that night, I decide to just click the next video and click the next video. And next thing you know, sorry, I was a little bit choked up earlier, just before this. Let me get it back. Emotion gets in the way these days, but I let it flow, you know? And I'm just touching back on that little moment I had. How about Michael? Come on, come on, come on, bring it back. Yes, so I got into this flow of then clicking the next one and the next one. And by accident, I just sort of did a review of his entire evolution as an artist, right? Then like the sort of teenage years. I remember those. I was a kid. I'm a kid of the 80s. I remember seeing those like pictures of that album and like that kind of thing. It feels very childhood to me, right? So, and then I went on, you know, and watched his whole life all the way to huge stardom and these big shows. And all the controversies. I went into everything, his entire life that night. From his first little kid performance to what he was in the day, right? Sort of quiet for a while he'd been. You know, after the controversies with legal problems and everything, and sort of being broken by so many tabloid things, and sort of he shuttered up into his home, it felt right, like, right? Wasn't producing or anything. It was those times. And so I do this whole review of his life, and then I go to bed after all that. I don't know what time it was, you know, maybe 7 a.m. Go to bed. And so I wake up the next day, or that next evening, you know, I'd sleep through the days, I guess, and sort of get into my rhythm for the day, you know, what's the news on YouTube, blah, 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 blah. And that very morning, fellow humans, Michael Jackson died last night. What the hell? And so I sort of had to for a second at, wait, why did that hit me last night? I was just doing nothing. And it just came like a little ping. And I think it's because, as I have been opening up about, I'm connected to spirit. I got my feelers up. And that day, I guess, a beautiful spirit returned to the system that I believe exists, the spirit world. And it must have been quite a reception, right? The sadness of, oh, you were having such a hard time down there, we watched you doing it. You know, good job, welcome home, it's all healed, let's get to the healing, you know. And him as a spirit coming to this home, you know, the afterlife, realizing that he had plans to come in and do this. And oh my God, I did a good job, you know, and oh, I fucked up, you know, here and there, and oh, it hurt, and there was problems, and that's the rocks, right? That's life. It was never going to work out perfect. But man, I made it this far, and now I can release all this pain in the end here, the betrayal I feel of society turning on me, and all this stuff. Now I'm just free, and I get to go back to the music. Must have been quite a reception for the ancestors, right? And for him. And I think I felt a ripple. You know, it went through the network. And I got that little ping. Little child Michael. Go check him out. And then I saw his whole life. He inspires me. All over again right now. Oof, getting a little choked. I'm about to... about to try to do the same. As big as I can do it, baby. And that inspires me, you know? I got no dream of being that big. But goddamn, I could be bigger, you know? I gotta fucking do this. Oh my god. Anyway, look, guys. This is healing. Okay, guys, listen. I'm a healer. And I let this flow because I know this is good for me right now. Oh, that felt good. I'm a healer, fellow humans. Healing myself so I could be bigger and do more and help more, heal more. I'm telling you, I recognize healers. I know it. I'm a healer in the heart. I recognize a healer's heart in everyday people I meet all the time. And famous people you see up there, you know. And absolutely, that songbird was a healer. Look at that music. In the prime of his career. We are the children, right? All this like worldly. It's a hug. He was a big hug around the world. Such a spirit of love, okay? Whatever was wrong with the guy. Whatever mistakes, whatever ugliness is there. Okay, and yeah, I'm talking about the controversy. Is it true? Is it not true? You know, that's a whole other debate. But I could put that aside and look at the work, right? The effort, his spirit, what he wanted, what he freaking powered on. He wanted to do whatever he could with his gifts to send healing, positive messages to the world. And I was watching his sister introduce him the other night at the Grammys or something. LaToya, Janet. I was watching her introduce him, and she was describing, and I never heard it said this way, but it made perfect sense. I should have seen it, right? She was describing his whole career, and she sort of wrapped it up by, and she sort of wrapped it up as no one has ever, you know, powered the world this much with positive entertainment. She said something like that, like positive entertainment. And I was like, that's it. That's what he was. He was positive entertainment. Not sex and drugs and like war and struggle, all this stuff. Positive stuff, healing, a hug around the world. We are the children, we are the world. You know, black or white? Oh my god, fellow humans, black or white, this week I watched, again, for the first time ever. You know, it's so weird, I talk like this about Michael, but I never sat down and went through like all the obscurities of everything. But there's so much material, right? Finding stuff lately, and what I saw this week was his performance of Black or White at a big stadium, Super Bowl, I suppose it must have been. Of course, huge, huge show. Wow, what a performance again. And I'm telling you, what a ceremony. He sings Black or White. I don't know if that was the debut of his song or if it was just starting to hit. I don't know what was going on. But what a choice. He gets on a stage at this huge event and he sings his song about it doesn't matter if you're black or white. You know, we're all human, because there was a lot more tension at the time. There still is, right? It's gonna heal. But there was more at the time. It was rougher, right? So it's like peace between the tribes. That's the song, right? And I was delighted and thrilled when I saw that at the midway point of the song or something, out on the fields, there's these two big white flags that run out on the fields. I see, they zoom out on the whole field from above, from a blimp or whatever, right? And you see these big flags roll out over all these people. And then the icon shows itself. There is a thing printed on there, and it's just a super simple graphic of a white hand and a black hand shaking hands. And out we unfurl this fucking regalia. Wah! Look! Peace, damn it! Right? Oh my god. In this huge event, that was a ceremony. The guy was a master, you know? Oof, creative, beautiful, simple, beautiful. And what a piece of history to look at, because I feel like, looking at that performance, I was like, well, that must be it. That's where the corner turned. And there must have been a palpable shift in the spirit of the people after that day. A huge amount of people must have went like, all right, enough. I kind of don't like them, but let's be brothers, you know? I'm sure a huge swath of the population was touched that way by that exact show, because it's a huge event over there, right? And in the world. People all over the world watch the Super Bowl, right? And Michael Jackson, come on, we still watch that. I just watched it. And it's like a piece of history. It's like, this is the line where a guy came along and did a freaking show and crafted it smartly enough as a mover of symbols and visual communicator and everything. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ah, Michael. Bless your heart. I love you. I wish I lived in a world where you were alive and I could, like, fuck it, I don't know, at least dream of, like, maybe one day you'll go to a concert or something and he'll pass in a line. You know, I'd be one of those people super, I'd feel, like, super honored, you know, to shake his hand and just say, hey, man, beautiful work. But I work with spirit, and I know he's up there. Ay, 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 ay. Among the stars, right? Still touching us. Look, he's touching me this week. He's touching me right now. Passing through this life. I'm watching him this week, you know? Oh, wow. Big week for me. And he will be an inspiration. Do it with that spirit, you know? And this is the value of heroes, fellow humans. Find people that inspire you. And learn from them and take of their juice, you know? They are representing an idea, a way of being. And you can absorb that and take it on. And, you know, just like, what would Jesus do? All that kind of thing, right? It's, you find an ideal to follow, a type of person to learn from and better yourself. And their force, if they're so much stronger than you, like Michael is compared to me, look at that guy, a giant among giants. Right? If you connect with that spirit, you get a bit of giant juice, you know? If they're bigger than you, let that inspire you. Hell yeah, Michael. 100% inspiring, sir. So, fellow humans, here's an ode to Michael. You know, where's my harmonica? Let's do this. Let's see if I remember. Been a long, long time. God bless you, Michael. Thank you for having existed.